While the world has focused on the terrible toll in lives in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta, Syrian victims of torture who have managed to escape the country may see some limited justice in time via efforts in Germany, where the prosecutor is using the concept of universal jurisdiction to step in where all other options have failed. The political and conflict situation in Syria means the courts there are not an option, while Russia and China have blocked attempts to refer Syrian torture cases to the International Criminal Court. Even as German human rights lawyers have assembled cases of Syrians tortured by the Assad government to contribute to the effort, Syrian officials implicated in torture have continued to travel to Europe with impunity. The cases are being put together by the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights in Berlin. I spoke with their legal advisor on universal jurisdiction, Alexandra Lily Cather.
So we have submitted in total 4 criminal complaints to the Office of the Prosecutor, and this information goes into their structure investigation. And with our litigation work and legal interventions, we hope to speed up the process of going into the next stage, which would be the initiation of person-specific investigations. And then arrest warrants will follow, which in turn will hinder the individuals that are responsible for the torture and arbitrary detention in Syria to freely travel around, for example.
Is that the main thing that you can hope will come out of this for the complainants? Because it's clear that Syrian officials are not going to travel to Germany to participate in a legal process.
These individuals who are on top of the chain of command, the individuals that we identified as those most responsible for international crimes committed by the Syrian government, are still traveling. They're traveling despite the fact that they are on the EU sanctions list. They just feel there's a complete impunity for the crimes that they are committing. And this is why we also didn't only file 1, but 4 criminal complaints to really highlight that the impunity is still ongoing. And with our legal work, we want this wall of impunity to slowly crumble. We can hope for more, but the very realistic option in the next phase, so to say, would be the issuance of international arrest warrants. So they couldn't just either for private or for functional reasons travel around without a worry in the world. They know that they are wanted for trial in certain countries, and they know the reasons why. And showing that there is somewhere in the world a justice system that can grasp them and point out the responsibility they have for the ongoing human rights violations and international crimes committed in Syria.
How do the complainants feel about getting into something that may not deliver them individual justice and may indeed outlive them?
The survivors we work for are very aware that this is a process that might go on for many, many years, but they are also very committed to this cause, to taking even if it's a little step towards justice, even if it's for now appearing as a witness in a criminal complaint. It's just really, really important for them that there is an avenue, first of all. And I think already this restores some dignity in a way, restores some beliefs in the justice system, in that people are actually out there who care.
What would you say is the message for other Western democracies? Is there scope for other countries to join?
I think every state, especially those, and most of them are in Europe, all of them, who are members of the Rome Statute, they have an explicit responsibility, actually, to make their jurisdiction laws usable for exactly these situations when there's no other avenue for survivors to seek justice, and especially if a lot of them are now in Europe, where so much evidence and information is actually accessible to European investigative and prosecutorial authorities.
Alexandra Lily Cather from the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights in Berlin. And for the record, Australia is a states party to the Rome Statute that Lily mentioned.